This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Listen, over the last weekend, I went to a family reunion, and unfortunately, that fell on that particular time of the month that all of the women know what I'm talking about. So I had an attitude. I wanted to eat everything, and I was in the South, which means I wanted to eat everything that was terrible for me. And overall, I just wasn't feeling it. I had a great time, just wasn't feeling like myself. Now it's easier to manage PMS with estrogen control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today. Hey guys, so we talked a lot about just over-spiritualizing business, but I want to give you guys just some practical things that you can do as faith-based entrepreneurs to grow your businesses. So the first thing that I want you to do, we had a question, someone was a product-based business, and I know when I speak, it's a lot of times it's for service-based businesses because I'm a service-based business, so that's kind of my lane. But if you are a product-based business and you're still trying to incorporate your faith, I want you to think about Chick-fil-A. So Chick-fil-A, I read this book. Oh, I cannot remember the name. I think it's called Covert Cows or something like that. If you Google like Chick-fil-A marketing book, you'll find it. It has the Chick-fil-A cow on the cover. In the book, it was talking about how when Chick-fil-A first started, they were trying to figure out how to incorporate faith in their business. So companies like Forever 21, they put scripture on the bag. They didn't want to do something like that. They wanted to be a little bit more impactful when it came to their faith. And so what they decided to do was allow God to be represented via their customer service. And so that's why with Chick-fil-A, you have this amazing customer service, usually across the board. Like, it's not consistent that you hear people have issues with Chick-fil-A. And that's because that is where they decided that they were going to show their faith, was with excellent customer service. And so they were like, we're not going to just put scriptures on the chicken boxes or anything like that. We're going to treat God's people well. Even when you go into the stores, a lot of times you'll hear like gospel music, instrumentals playing. And I didn't even realize this because I usually don't go in. But one time I was on like a road trip and we were sitting in Chick-fil-A and I was like, hold on. I started singing the song. I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize that they had like gospel music instrumentals on in the stores. But that's another way that they show their faith. And so I want you guys to understand, no matter what business you have, you don't have to be preachy in order to show God. You don't. Treating people well is a way that you show that God is in it. The type of things that you do, who you service, maybe your target audience. So for us with Anchor Media, we service specifically faith-based podcasts because we want to amplify those voices. That's how we show God. That's how we influence the culture with the kingdom of God. So again, you don't have to put scriptures everywhere or anything like that. There are other ways that you can incorporate your faith. It could be before a package goes out, you pray over it. It could be you write a little note inside of your package. You can get it pre-done so you don't have to handwrite everything, but you can get something created where it's like a prayer that you put inside of the package when you ship out the t-shirts or the hair or the jewelry, whatever. So there are ways that you can incorporate God into your business without being preachy, if that makes sense. Like, you can show your faith, can have a presence without you putting it everywhere, if that makes sense. Like, there are people of faith who are in, let's say, the entertainment industry, and they pray before taking a role. Like, it is really up to you. But I don't want you to get caught up in, I'm less of a Christian because I don't have a scripture on my package. Like, your faith can be shown in other ways, and you're not less of a person of God because you didn't put scriptures on the packaging or anything like that. But I wanted to address that question real quick, and then a couple of practical tips. So the first tip we covered in a previous video is market your results. So if you're a product-based business, gather your reviews. Send PR kits to to different influencers in your industry. So send them a package of your different makeup or hair or clothing or whatever. But garner that. Using influencers will allow you to garner that attention. Or if you have your stuff listed on like a Yelp or any type of review site, Google or something like that, highlight those results so people are able to see that other people have bought your product and had a good experience. Put them on your website. There are other things that pop up on some e-commerce sites where it says, oh, Susan in Canada purchase God is my CEO t-shirt. And so that shows people like, oh, other people are buying here from this site. So something like that works too. If you're a service-based business, market your results. I love now with podcasting, we can track all of our clients' success via their RSS feed. So they don't have to tell me when they're charting or anything like that. Like, I can see it. But also, even with our retreats, we're constantly pulling people for testimonials. And we do a survey at the end. So the next time, if there are things that we can make better, we make them better so we can keep getting those testimonials. And so doing things like case studies to where you really outline what the problem was, what your solution was, and what was your result of implementing your solution is another way that you can do that. But market results. It's a lot easier for people to come and say, hey, I want the Tatum package. I remember when I had my business coach where people will see how my business has grown. I've been self-employed for like 4.5 years now, and 2022 will make 5 years. And so she was somebody I hired to help take me from employee to full-time entrepreneur. And so people were able to see my growth, and they'll go back to her and be like, I want what you did for Tatum because I see what she has going on. And so it's easy. It's a lot easier to sell when you have results that you're marketing and not fluff. You can speak to what you've done as opposed to sell people dreams. It's so much more effective than trying to blow smoke. I promise you, it makes selling so much easier. The next tip is go where your audience is, or to make it better, go where your audience is moving to. Companies pay really good money, and this is how Facebook and them really making their money, like, because they're not just able to put ads in front of audiences. Because of their algorithms and the data that they have set, they're able to anticipate your behaviors, and that is a lot more valuable. And so you can do, it's unethical in a lot of ways how they do stuff, but you can do the same thing to where, for example, when I started podcasting, I noticed my audience was on social media, Instagram specifically. So when I counted the cost of what it would take to build a platform on that space, I wasn't trying to do that. So I was like, okay, well, where's my audience going? My audience was moving towards podcasts. I had just started listening to podcasts myself. A lot of people, I didn't know too many people who listen to podcasts, but every now and then people would be like, have y'all heard of podcasts? Yeah, it's like an app on your phone, you can start. So it's a lot of have you heard of type of thing. And as I've researched the industry a little bit, because this is also when blogging was really, really heavy. And so the bloggers were now expanding to social media, and that's kind of when I came in to try to build a brand online. But nobody was really tapping into podcasting like that. And so I was like, this is a great opportunity for me to go here because this is where my audience is going. And so that was, as you can see, an amazing decision to make because it set me up very well. So for you, where is your audience? Meet them where they are. So we still met people where they were. So we still grabbed the audio and clips and all of those things and put them on Instagram because that's where my audience was at, to take them to the podcast. But by also anticipating their behaviors, we were able to stand out and position ourselves in a space that was underutilized at that time. So for you, where is your audience? meet them there, but also take it a step further. Where is your audience going? And you can do a way that you can do this is you can start looking at market reports for various industries. You can look up like podcasting market report to kind of see what's going on with the industry. You can look at influencer market reports or online, just look for different market reports and data and statistics and stuff like that. There are people whose job really is to anticipate trends. So start doing that research to see what the trends are. So for example, last year I always talked about how in 2021 podcasting was going to be a $1 billion industry. So that is a indicator that podcasting is where you should go because the industry is growing based on these market reports. So the same thing, see where YouTube is growing, see where live event space is growing now that, you know, COVID is hopefully going to be over soon. Where is that an opportunity for you to get ahead? Like, just look at the different data and the statistics and things that are provided for you so that you can make the most strategic decision. And if all else fails, if marketing isn't your thing or business isn't your thing, don't be afraid to hire the help that you need. If you need a marketer, hire a marketing strategist that's going to help you make the best decision. If you need a business coach, hire a business coach. Do whatever it is that you need to do so that you are growing your business to where it needs to grow and you're multiplying what God has blessed you with. So that's it for this video. Again, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, get your God is my CEO t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, all the things. We have some good stuff coming too. And you can get that at blessedandbossedup.com. I'll see you guys in the next video.